Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pit, and this is PitCast episode 12. And today I am bringing my friend Mixy from Stitch Up Heart in, and we're going to talk about music, touring, kittens, and toilet paper right here in The Pit. So, yeah, I'm so happy to see you. And this, you're a frequent flyer now. This is your fourth time.
Yeah, I've been on, I don't know, I remember the very first time. It was at that little tiny dive bar in Omaha. What is it called?
It's called Wired now, but it used to be called Shamrocks.
Shamrocks, yeah, I knew they changed the name, but I remember it was in the back where they were playing that potato sacky thing.
Yes, yes. We call it bags in this area.
Oh, bags.
Bags. I don't play. I don't know. So this is, I'm going to say over the last year, you have been doing amazing over the last year. Not this last 3 months kind of sucked, but songs coming out, kind of teasing our souls with new music, which I thought was cool. Thank you. And we talked about that last summer. Mm-hmm. And then you hooked on a tour last year with
Godsmack.
No, not them. Oh. Were they first?
The first tour we did last year was Godsmack.
Godsmack, and then we're going to do the one with the Hailstorm and In This Moment and New Year's Day. Okay.
Yeah. That was the year before, so it was like 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was pretty, like, two back-to-back amazing tours, you know?
Really, right. Awesome. And he is so lovely. What's his name?
That's Neptune. I have three foster kittens. As soon as we got the word that the Sebastian Bach tour was postponed, the first thing I did was order a pizza because I'd been on a like strict eating food diet for the tour. And then the second thing I did was hit up the Kitten Rescue, kittenrescue.org, to foster some bottle babies. And he's a sweetheart.
Neptune is one of them.
Yeah, Neptune, Mars, and Jupiter.
Wow. They're all Greek mythology people.
They're all little space babies.
Oh, space. See where I am. I guess I didn't realize that. I did mention the show that was supposed to be in Council Bluffs because you weren't on that ticket. It was just New Year's Day, Hailstorm, and In This Moment.
Yeah, they just, the production company or the team of production wanted to keep it to three bands because they thought it was just too much, unfortunately, because it's really bummer because that was the coolest tour ever. I mean, it was...
And that stage is so accommodating. It could have put 10 bands on there. It would have been fine.
Yeah, it was awesome. The month that we did with them was like incredible. And I'm just grateful we even got to do that, you know?
That was super cool. And I was really stoked when I saw them coming to Omaha. And then when we got there, it's like, hey, we're forgetting somebody. But I got to catch up with you after that anyway. So.
Believe me, I was so bummed out that we couldn't do the rest of it. But it was beautiful, amazing, inspiring tour.
I bet. And it was a good show too, just so you know that. You start releasing songs one at a time. And it's like, this is cool. And I appreciate that you're still being creative. You're still writing songs and not under the pressure of putting out a new record. So you're just doing them in your own time. And I'm thinking to myself, man, these are all really good. And then when I saw you in Omaha with Godsmack, I was like, are you having a new record coming out? I wanted to know when it was going to happen. You're just kind of hemmed around a little bit. And I appreciate it too, because it made me wait that much longer for what I think is a really good album.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was kind of interesting how it all kind of rolled out. We had finished it a year before the Lost came out with Sully on it. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much done. And I kind of thought it was going to come out that summer, but then the label kind of brought me the idea of rolling it out like a waterfall effect and having like a song a month kind of release. So everything was done. It was just how we roll it out. It took until March 13th of this year for everything to be released. And I thought it was great because it'd been a couple of years since we released new music. It built some momentum back in. And I think it gave people something to look forward to every month rather than just giving everyone everything at once. And you have all of it. So it's I love the way it was rolled out, and personally for me, I love having new stuff all the time. Like, it's like you get a gift in the mail, you know.
It is, and it keeps you in everybody's head. It keeps you relevant. it keeps you in everybody's head. Cause every time it's like, what's the next one? And I was just like waiting. I was like, man, I you're on my list every time. It's like, oh, they got a new one. Time to put you on my list.
No, so, thanks. Yeah. It was fun.
So you got to tell me a story. Cause I followed you guys on Twitter enough to see the buildup for Lost as well. And meeting Sully Erna I kind of knew the process, but didn't really know the process. So how did your partnership with Sully come about for Lost?
Oh man, I've known him for a few years. We were actually put together to collaborate at the very beginning of the writing session for this record. So I flew out to New Hampshire, to Boston, and his place was in New Hampshire, and we met for the first time, and it was like we instantly clicked and like became best friends. It was like instant best friends. So we just kept in touch, just texting back and forth for a couple of years. And when it came time to towards the end of the writing process to start going in and actually like finishing all the songs, my management was like, hey, would you think Sully be a down to like sing on one of the songs? And I'm like, I don't know, I don't want to ask, you know. So but I just got the guts and I asked him, and he's like, absolutely, as long as it's the right song. So we went back and forth about doing a cover. We couldn't figure out which one we wanted to do. Nobody could agree on everything. So finally at the end, we were done recording the album. I was listening to Lost and I was like, this has a really cool like heavier kind of instrumental part that could use a vocal, and Sully would be perfect over this spot. So there you go. And I hit him up, asked him what he thought. He said it was awesome and he'd never heard me sound that good, my voice, and he loved the song. And he was like, all right, let's do it. So it took a couple weeks and he's like, well, I have a studio that I'm moving down to Nashville so that bands can start recording there. And if you fly over to Nashville, we'll track the vocals, so it's not like me just emailing my voice to you, because it's not as sentimental, you know.
Right.
Flew to Nashville. Took us a while to find the actual, to get it done, because everything was falling apart, and I was about to leave, and we just last minute found a studio to record it, because nothing was finished yet. And afterwards, he's just like, hey, so who's going to sing my part? I'm like, well, anybody in the band, or if we're out on tour with someone, like preferably you, they could come up, you know? So that's kind of where the tour happened. And it was just really cool.
When I came back to stage to see you guys that night, I kind of half-ass hoped that he would show up. I was like, man, just 2 seconds with Sully Erna would have been awesome. You got to spend a couple months with him, which would have been cool too.
Yeah, I mean, first off, he doesn't usually come up and do guest vocals like that,
right?
Like on a whole tour. So even like his girlfriend Sarah was like, he does not do this kind of stuff, so that is awesome that he must really really like you. So that's awesome that he's coming up here and doing that. So it was pretty cool. Like, I'm surprised, and I already told him, you know, if you can't make it one night, just let me know, or if you aren't feeling it that night, just let me know. Like, I'm not gonna make you do it every night, like, you know. But it would be cool if we have a song together, why not, you know?
Right.
So yeah, it was a majority of the time he came out. There's like maybe 7 shows after that Omaha one. He was on every show.
Oh, okay, that's cool. So and speaking of that, and from the first time we met until this record came out and I saw you guys here in Omaha, I'm thinking, man, you guys, you've gotten really good over the last, what, 4 years, 5 years since we've met?
Oh, wow. Really?
The first record.
I hope we're better than 5 years ago.
When was the first record? 2016?
What Never Alone? Yeah, June 16, I think.
Yeah.
2015. I want to say, yeah.
Yeah. That's the first time we met.
Wow, yeah.
Those are the 20 questions.
Yeah, oh, I remember. You're scrolling through asking me the questions on your phone.
Yep, I've aged a little bit.
You've also grown.
Yeah. So the record is called Darkness. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing. I've listened to it. I've listened to Lost. I've pretty much listened to all the songs. And you're just so fun to talk to. And I was like, I have to see Mixie. No, I don't want to talk on the phone with her. I have to see her because it's much more important if we're face-to-face-ish.
Yeah, Zoom has been the thing lately. Like, I'm always on Zoom. I swear, I didn't think I'd have to do my makeup at all anymore because we're all isolated. But I think I have to put my makeup on at least every day now because I got a Zoom, right. Zoom
meeting and stuff. I had to put mine on earlier today too.
I can tell your rouge looks beautiful.
That's great. That and I just had a scotch, so.
It's the scotch that's making you look the best.
So, what else is on the schedule now? Other than staying home for the next couple of weeks, so you just
we're writing like crazy still. Like we just released that full album March 13th, but like Merritt is going ham on the music. Like he's just diving in. Might as well, you know. I mean, we're experimenting and having fun with that. And you know, the kittens. I've been doing tons of interviews. I think there's a lot of people that are home now, so why not? And we can get some interviews out of the way without having to, you know, make sure you're on the guest list, get the tickets, make sure the time's right, go through all the circle of stuff that happens just right. To do an interview. Ooh. Now it's like hit up, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I do. So
now it's just the hit up PR. All right, here's the day.
And that night that I met you, it was Nine Electric and it was Gemini Syndrome all in the same time. I was like, and they all got the same dream. It was all that me going through my phone. Oh, God. 20 questions. And the next time I saw Aaron after that, he's like, dude, you're not going to do that phone thing again, are you?
Please don't do the phone thing.
So, no, I didn't. I mean, you're keeping busy in a time that most of us are trying to find things to do that aren't coming in direct contact with people who cough.
Yeah, right. I actually have to get cat food and I can actually see the grocery store across the street from my apartment. And I know there's cat food in there. I just don't want to go to it. So I'm hiding like crazy.
I go necessity shopping. It's like, man, I really need eggs. Well, while I'm there, let's see if I can find toilet paper too.
Oh, you always got to look for the toilet paper. I scored big time recently. This is a funny story. When all this whole toilet paper thing just started.
You almost said shit. That's okay.
Yeah. I did not. I just
said it. You were close. I'll give it to you.
Anyway, when all this shit toilet paper stuff started happening, Merritt was joking around. We were at the grocery store and he was just joking around. He's like, that's so funny. Everybody's like buying all the toilet paper. And I'm like, that's weird. Why would people do that? And then we passed the aisle. And I was like, oh, wow, there isn't a lot of toilet paper here. Maybe we should grab two 24 packs. So we grabbed two 24 packs and we had it, finished the 24 pack. And I was like, all right, by the last 24 pack, we're going to like have to start looking. You know, and right. It took me like a week until I went to get eggs. I've been making a lot of cupcakes. That's been my survival food. And I perfected the garlic edamame, which has been great.
Nice.
Yeah, I was so proud of myself for that one because my sushi restaurant's not open. But yeah, and then I went to the store. There's a line they have out front. They'll keep people 6 feet
mm-hmm. right.
and let a certain number of people in at once. And I was like, all right, I'll go get cat food and eggs. Always cat food. I got a lot of cats right now watching kittens. But, and passed the toilet paper aisle and there it was sitting there with the clouds opened up, the light beaming down and a 48 pack of toilet paper. And I grabbed that
toilet
paper and I held it tight and I.
That's awesome.
No, there was a lot more, but yeah, it was.
It's like whenever we go, Sean, it's like, hey, if you see this, will you please pick that up? Like what? Canned soup.
Yeah.
You can't find canned soup anywhere.
But, really? I haven't looked.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And it drives me crazy because hello, kitten.
This one's Mars.
Mars.
This was the runt and he's doing so good. He wasn't eating at all when we first got him. He was kind of pushed out of the way. The other two would just eat and like he'd just be like okay fine and he'd just never eat, so he was a lot smaller and then I babied him and now he's a mama's boy.
One last thing I'm gonna cover with you, and this happened right before the show hit the fan, was that you had announced a tour with
Sebastian Bach.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh man, that's going to be awesome. I hope you come to Omaha. So how did that work? And was he just like jamming your music and saying, hey, I want them to go on tour with me?
I have no idea. It was just, it popped up, the booking agent sent, we were actually waiting on another tour to confirm. And the booking agent said, hey, I just got this one. What do you think? And we're like, well, we're tired of waiting for the other one to confirm. So let's just, you know, like, you can't say no to Sebastian Bach. That's like, I don't even, like, screw the other tour. Right. You know?
Right.
And there he's doing, so it got pushed till the fall, but he's doing all the Skid Row's first album in its entirety live, the best one, and all of those songs, you know, like,
yeah. I know, I grew up in that era. I had that hair.
Yeah.
So hard to believe, right?
Lethargic to see that live. I'm looking forward to it.
And you're friends with some people I know too. Christy from Kaleido.
Dina, yes, that's my wife. We got married the last tour. we were on with them.
So we have mutual friends.
You want to hear a funny Christina?
I do.
Okay, so we did like 2 week run out with Kaleido on our way to the Steel Panther tour, and there was a picture because she would come out and sing Sully's part for Lost.
Nice.
And there was a picture of me looking like I was proposing on stage with her, and she said yes on the band page with this picture of me proposing to her, and everybody actually believed it. And like, I didn't think that it, I thought like they thought it was a joke, you know, it's cool. And everybody's like, congratulations, that's amazing. Oh, wow, I didn't know that you were into that. But, you know, just like, congrats. And we're like, oh, and so the next time we went to the next show, and these three girls came up to me like, oh, congratulations, by the way. And I was like, for what? And they're like, the engagement. And I was like, oh, no, it was just a picture. It looked like I was proposing. So I thought it was funny.
At first, I thought it was awesome. And I thought, what would Merritt think?
All right. So he has two wives. No, I'm just kidding.
That's awesome.
I don't think that any man would be upset having two female fronted rock singers, especially Christina.
Yeah.
So okay. Yeah, so then we just kind of went along with it. And then the very last show of the tour, we had a fake wedding, and we had like, we found like a white t-shirt or something and made it a dress somehow. And at the very end of the night, we had like, we kissed on the lips, like, it was pretty funny.
Fun. Yeah. So we're almost out of time, and I really am glad you were able to fit me into your schedule and take some time.
Thank you for moving stuff around. I know that there was some stuff.
I know. It happens. And I had some stuff too. I had technical difficulties. I have like this new camera and this new mic set and this new headset. So everything is new to me. And now I'm doing these voiceover tryouts, and I have to buy more stuff because this isn't good enough yet. I have to have like,
I like it. I think it's a great setup. It sounds great. The video quality is pretty good.
Yeah. For Zoom, this is really amazing. And the camera helps, I guess, a little bit too. So in 2 minutes, let's just say, where do we find you? How do we get your music, and what's on the plate next?
So you can go to stitchedupheart.com or stitchedupheart.org or Instagram stitchedupheart. There is a link in the bio of our Instagram and our Twitter that has all of our t-shirts for sale, CDs, records. It's not on the fan page yet, but Instagram, Twitter, go to the bio. You can get vinyl records. I think there's only a few left. I got vinyl. I got it. Still packed up. Vinyl. But yeah, Facebook, YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to our like our Spotify.
I'll buy vinyl if you all sign it.
Absolutely. Better hurry up though, because there's only 500 vinyl records.
Is that all?
Yeah, they get like a 500 supply. I don't think they thought they were going to sell them all, but they pretty much did. So
okay, mm-hmm. I'm going to do that now, and I will put the links to find Stitched Up Heart on the YouTube video too, so they know where to go and find you.
Yeah.
And I think you have the grand distinction of having three songs on my playlist on Spotify.
Thank you. The more the merrier.
Super fan. So thank you again, Mixie. I really appreciate you taking your time out of your day and getting pretty and prettier.
Well, now I'm going to go be a slob and play some video games, but
there you go.
Thanks for hanging out with me, man.
No, thanks for hanging out with me. I appreciate it. You have an awesome day. Be careful and stay clean. Peace.
Bye.
Thank you, Mixie, for taking time out of your day. and sharing some fairly witty and casual conversation. And I wish everybody would be like this, and most are. So it's been fun, and I want to do it again, and I can't wait because episode 13 is coming up as soon as I get done around with this one. So stay tuned, follow the pit, and don't smoke cigarettes because they're bad for your health. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Pit. This is episode 12 of The Pitcast with Mixie of Stitched Up Heart. And we're going to talk about music. We're going to talk about kittens. We're going to talk about touring. And we're going to talk about toilet paper. And that's no shit.
I sort of put some foundation and a little eyeshadow on for you.
Oh, that's so nice of you that you got gussied up for me.
I'm still wearing my pajamas.
Hey, Kitty, I was going to bring my dog upstairs, but he acts like he's in a forbidden place when I bring him upstairs to my office. And he is, most of the time. CDs. I love CDs.